Sadly, as we dig deeper into what happened at Oxford, it gets kind of uglier. A question of things that would be done, should have been done, were not done. The kid returning to the classroom. I mean, there's a lot of finger pointing, and it's going to get worse, and a lot of investigating, including that's been offered by our Attorney General Nessel, raising her hand and offering to do an independent investigation. I guess we're going to wait to see what they have found, but it doesn't look good for a lot of people involved in this very sad story. Meanwhile, a sidebar story of the parents being charged and not turning themselves in as they thought they were. Now, and there was some conversation of anger about how she wasn't, the parents weren't being watched, and it just seemed like a little confusion. But the latest story that's out is that an artist offered shelter to the two parents of the kid now charged with all those charges of first-degree murder and terrorism and such. They've got their own charges against them. But in the meantime, they were missing. And, in fact, Oakland County sheriffs were very actively looking for them. Turns out they found them in this artist's studio. Now, the artist has retained the attorney, Clarence Doss, who was just on with us last week. Did you, Clarence, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show. Did you know, I mean, had you been being talked to or representing this artist before we had our, or did you know about it when we had our conversation last week?
Well, good morning, Paul. No, I didn't. I actually became involved in this case this weekend, Saturday specifically, when Andre Shakura, who is the artist that you're talking about, called me and told me that he had just left the Oakland County Sheriff's Office voluntarily after going in there to tell them what he knew. So I became his attorney yesterday, and when his name started getting leaked out to the media, we decided to issue a statement proactively and begin working with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office to get to the bottom of it.
I guess what the concern is he doesn't want to be thought of as aiding and abetting or harboring criminals. And you say, or your client says, and you say on his behalf, he had no idea that they were charged with anything at that point.
That's correct. This is a situation where no good deed goes unpunished. Mr. Shakura is a 65-year-old artist in the city of Detroit who knew the family here, knew the Crumbleys, and knew, of course, of the Oxford tragedy. We all knew about it, but didn't know when they called him on Friday morning asking him to hang out for a few hours because they had death threats to them, that they were then going to overstay into the evening hours when he left, stay overnight, and ultimately get apprehended. The minute he found that out, which was on Saturday morning from his home in Oakland County, he went to Detroit Police Department and said, listen, I didn't know these people were there overnight. They were with me, you know, until 5 p.m., and I'm just as surprised as you are, and I want to help as much as I can. So he was a friend that unfortunately got roped into a situation where he didn't know exactly their status, and they didn't tell him that they had a warrant out for their arrest.
So where do you stand in representing this artist, Andre Shakura? Do you have meetings today to plead his case or to hope that he's not charged? Or what's the next step, I guess?
I do. I've contacted Sheriff Bouchard's office over the weekend, and they were very open to discussion and getting to the facts of what happened here. And so we're meeting with my client today, and after that we'll be meeting with the Oakland County Sheriff's Department tentatively today. But I really do believe that once they learn about who my client is and what he actually knew, I don't believe there is evidence that he aided and abetted. He wouldn't have gone to the police without an attorney the next day if he had known that these people had warrants. Another thing that's important here is when the press conference by the Oakland County prosecutor happened on Friday morning, apparently the Crumbleys' attorneys didn't even know that charges were issued that morning. The sheriff's department didn't know that charges were being issued. And there was this lag in communication between everybody. And it's easy to conclude then that this guy, who's a lateral subject, would not have known that this was going on. And they certainly didn't tell him.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of confusion out there in terms of who's on first and what's on second. including with the Attorney General now stepping up and saying, "Oh, if you want a disinterested third party, I can be the independent investigator." It's all very bizarre to me. Luckily, we haven't gone through anything like this, and we never should again. But meanwhile, just so it's clear in my mind, we have with us Attorney Clarence Das, the attorney representing the artist who has a friendship, had a friendship with the family in question here from the Oxford. The whole family's in jail now. But so in the chronological order of things, when the artist found out there was a problem, is he the one who tipped off the police to arrest them at his studio?
No, he was actually at home in Oakland County at about 5 p.m. on Friday and believed that the Crumbleys also had left. A tipster who was a neighbor, I believe, of the studio saw their vehicle in the parking lot and in the 1 o'clock hour of the morning or midnight hour called Detroit Police Department, and then they went and got the SWAT team involved. My client, Mr. Shakura, didn't know about it until he woke up the next morning around 9 a.m. and saw them getting arraigned on TV.
Is he just a renter there, or is he the owner of the building?
He's not the owner of the building, but he does own the studio, the art studio that they were found in. But he doesn't own the entire building.
I'm just, because I'm going by what I read in the newspaper, which said they were arrested at the studio early Saturday by Detroit police, who had been tipped by the building's owner that there was a vehicle matching the description of one being sought inside the fenced parking lot. So that might be a little confused, which is not surprising. There's a lot of information out there and confused. So what's the worst case scenario for your client, Clarence?
Well, Sheriff Bouchard has mentioned that they're considering obstruction of justice as a possible charge or even aiding and abetting in the crime of involuntary manslaughter. But again, I believe that my client is innocent, and that once we meet with the Sheriff's Department, his innocence will be sustained, and he will just become hopefully a normal citizen again.
All righty. Lots of twists and turns in the story. Appreciate you clarifying your stand there. Clarence Dossel, the attorney representing the artist, Andre Shakura, who had his studio. They asked, the family asked if they could have shelter there. They were getting death threats. He didn't know that after he left, they were going to stay and spend the night. Clearly, I mean, it certainly seems without question they were hiding, and that'll be added to the story. We'll see.